Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Gimel Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we will be, as Ezra Hashem, be finishing off Simon Tof Resh Zayin. And we begin on the second line with the Mechaber Siv Gimel. We're talking about the Vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, but we'll also talk about some general dinim about the Vidui that apply to the Yom Kippur Vidui as well. So the Mechaber says, Siv Gimel, Tzorech Lizvados Me'umad. When a person does the Vidui, he should be doing it standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Kon Yud, Dohachi Hevi Derech Hachnoh. This is a more humble, subordinate position to assume. Mitzvada b'lev sholem, and it will cause you to be mitzvada with a complete heart when you're in this subdued position. Furthermore, he adds, "V'tov sheyishchek kmo b'modim." You should bow in the same way that you do in modim, which the issue footnote number 9 reminds us is with the spinal column, the vertebral column bent somewhat. You shouldn't go and lean on something. The issue footnote number 10 goes through a lot of the details, which I'll very, very quickly summarize, that basically if you're being supported by something and you would fall down, if that item that you're leaning on was removed, then that's called as if you're sitting. And if you're just leaning a little bit on something, that if you removed it, nothing would happen. So then technically that's called standing. But ideally, for the vidui, you shouldn't lean on anything at all. Velo yismach al dovor. You shouldn't, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you shouldn't lean on something. Sheminot tell us o dovor yipo, that if you were to remove that thing, you would fall down. Vim samach, and if you leaned, there are the prima godim that says, tzarech ion, you have to look into this, im yachzav yizvada. You may have to do it again. That's how important it is, standing up. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Vamida, that which is standing, tzarech lios ad achar al chatoim shonu chavim aleim, arbe mizus beis din. You stand up for the entire vidoy all the way till the end of it. After you say the four mises of beis din at the end of the al chatoim shonu chavim aleim, when we say skilo, sreifa, herig, v'chenek, so you should be standing at least till that point in time. The Mechaber continues and he says, Vafilu ki shom ale mishliach tzibur. Even if you're hearing it from the Shliach Tzibur and you've already done it, and that implies, according to the Mechaber, you don't have to say it again, but you just listen to the Shliach Tzibur. Nevertheless, Tzorech Lamo, when you're just listening, according to the Mechaber, albeit the Ramah says, Hagov, Yachsav Yisvadim Shliach Tzibur, he brings down from the Ran that our custom is that we repeat the Vidui again when we have the Chazaras Hashatz, Vikra Vidihu Aval Anachnu, and the word actually is Vavusenu Chotonu, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, as brought down by the Torah, though you stand for all of that. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Siv Kon Yud Aleph, who is his vadekvar, even though you, in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, did the vidui, the Mechaber seems to say that you just stand up and listen. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Milshona, from the Lashon of the Mechaber, Mashva the Daito, that his opinion is, the Kivan Shiz vadekvar biatzmo, since you were misvada in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, ain tzarech pam sheni, lachzor l'svados, you don't have to go and repeat the vidui yourself again during the Chazor Sashatz, el l'shmoch mishliat tzibor, Kishar Chazor Sashatz. All you have to do is listen to the vidui in the Chazor Sashatz, and you'll be yotzi with that. And the Ramah is saying, and this is what Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Ramah disagrees. Ramah b'shem Aran, as I pointed out, Polig al zeh, he disagrees. Usvir le, the Tzorech Lazul Usvados, our minog is that we, the Ramah says that we do repeat the vidui again, the chain posak be itur. The itur says the same thing, and the meiri says the same thing, the chain ha minog bismanenu. That is what the Mishnah Berurah says, is the commonly accepted custom. We all do say the vidui along with the chasen. Now, the issue footnote number 16 says, the Ruchayim Kanievsky Shlita is mistopic as to what the reason is why the Ramah says you don't just listen to the chazan like the Mechaber does. So is it because the chazan doesn't have the capability of being motzi you in this situation? Kivin shetzorach kol echot yisvad al chetu biyatsu, because you can't have somebody else, so to say, be misvada to admit that they did something wrong for you. You have to do that yourself. Or is it because, technically the shliach tzibur could be a shliach in this fashion. However, lechatchila, it's better to do this yourself, and he's nishar b'tzorach iyun. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Bial Chait, when we say the Al Chait, Sorech Lomar Baseser Bagoli, the Loshon is this Loshon of Baseser Bagoli, and not Bagoli Baseser. And likewise, Bishkog Ubizodon, he brings down from the Derech HaChaim, is the right Nusach as well, and not Bizodon Ubishkoga. And he says, the reason is Mishum, the Yesh Lahakti Makal Luchomer, because you say the lighter one first and then the more serious one. However, Ubamati Ephraim, he's Masik, the Ain Lashanos Min Anusach HaKosu B'Sidurim, we should follow what's written in the Sidurim, the Ain Kedai Lahotzi Atzmo Min HaKlo B'Shulzeh, and you shouldn't remove yourself in this fashion. Kolecha Lo Yishana Miminag Medina, so everybody should follow the Minag Medina, most of the Machzorim have the same Nusach, and that's what people should follow. Ain L'Dabe B'Shasa Vidui, a person shouldn't at all talk during the Vidui. V'afilu B'Amir Salchet, and even during the Achetz, he shouldn't talk. Again, you're allowed to be mizvada additional things. That's not called talking. That's called part of the vidui. So you can certainly think and even say additional things in this vidui. Ochein lanos kadesh uktusha yesh lisbok afilu b'emso shamnu. But the answer for certain types of things, such as kadesh and kedusha, that you're allowed to do the emsa of the Ashamnu, and the issue footnote number 18 tells us that these have the same halachos essentially as what you're allowed to be mafsik in the emsa haperik, in the middle of one of the prakim of Kriya Shema, or the brachos of Kriya Shema. And therefore, for example, for Kedusha, you're only allowed to answer Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod, and possibly Lulu Ratzon. That is a machlokes between the Mishabur and the Orchah Shulchan. And for the Kaddish, you can only say Yemein Yeshmei Rabbah, and Yemein Achar, Dami Ron, Yomav, Yimru Amein. And you likewise can answer Baruch Hu, and you can answer Modim and Achdu Loch, that's it, not the rest of the Modim. And you can answer the Amein after Hamelech HaKadosh, and as well after Shomei HaTfilah on a weekday, that would be applicable as well, but not applicable, of course, on Yom Tov. The issue footnote number 17, as well as the issue footnote number 21, talk about the order of Chotosi Ovisi Poshati, that normally we say the Chet is implying something that you did accidentally, Ovon implies something that you did bemezit, and Pesha is the worst, that's something you did Tzolahachis, you did it rebelliously. And therefore, the order would be from lower Chotosi Ovisi Poshati, going from the lower to the more higher level of sin, and therefore the Girsos should be followed in that fashion. He brings down a whole discussion. This is more in detail in the issue footnote number 21. He also adds that if a person is unable to say this out loud, he could say this L'chadchila. Ideally, you should do this Befeh, but if you can, then you could be Dai L'Sfados Belev, silently in your heart, if you're not able to speak it out for whatever the reason, maybe physical impairment or other. And then he says, likewise, even with the shaliach, to send the shaliach to be mizvada on your behalf, if you're unable to do so, so he brings a raya that could be acceptable as well. For example, Moshe Rabbeinu, his vada avor Klal Yisrael, he did on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Likewise, the Kohen Gadol is mizvada on the Seder Yom Kippur avor Kol Klal Yisrael. So therefore, that would be acceptable if there is no other alternative. I've always suggested that people nebuch at the bedside of a dying person, and the dying person is unconscious or incapable of saying the vidui, so the loving family member who's there at the bedside can say the vidui on behalf of the nebuch, the person who is about to be niftor or nifteris, who is very, very sick and can't say the vidui themselves. They should be the shliach on their behalf, because mistama, that's what that person would want. Mishabur continues and says, "B'shas amir sevidui, the time you say in the vidui, kishemachzer chait, when you actually mention the chait, yake be'egvov alechozer. The very common custom is that you clap, you bang on your chest. That's the chozer or alelev on your heart. And that's to say, kolomer, as if you're saying, atu garamta li she'echta, brings that from the acharonim, that you're so to say causing me, my heart, to have done this sin. The issue footnote number 19 points out that when you're saying the alchait, the Makor Chaim says that you should hit yourself when you say the word chotanu." And when you say the al-chatonim, shanu chayvim aleim, let's say chatos, etc., those al-chatoyim, you should hit yourself when you say shanu chayavim, not when you say the al-chatoyim. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nud Beis, where the Gir, as I pointed out, the Mechaber says al-aval anachtu chatonu, but he brings down in the issue foot number 20, in Rekiba Eger, in the name of the Shalah, that we also say anachtu vavosenu chatonu. The Mishbura says, V'adin shetzorach lomar gamkin avinu pashanu, the order avinu pashanu, I've already discussed. Others say it's chotanu avinu pashanu. Elo shenogu lomar gam sharidvarim, kigon mayno malo fenech v'gomi v'atoyodei rozi olam v'alcheit. So there's many other things that are included in this, not just avol anachlo v'avoseinu chotanu. And the girsa that we have is l'halocha l'maisa, that's found in most matzor. Sif Dalit. The Mechaber says, Avonu shizvadim aleim yom kikurim she'avar veloshin aleim, sins that you did in previous years, which you already did the video on, and you didn't repeat those sins. Nevertheless, the Mechaber brings down a beautiful custom, afilu hachi yochel lachzul esvadus aleim, you should be misvada on them again. The Mishnah explains, Sif Kotin Yud Gimel, apin od mechaver, this is true even for sins that you did between you and your fellow men. For example, gona v'gozel chedomeh, for example, stealing things like that. So, even though you returned the gzela and you were moichud by your friend, nevertheless, bikomokom is vada biyom kippur leolam. You should always, every Yom Kippur, be misvada on them, because the bikomokom beinod melokom chait chota. Because this isn't only a sin between you and your friend that you stole the $100 from, but this is a sin that Kosh Baruch said, don't steal. However, as opposed to avol im hiknev chaveru bidvarim o oni mehapi v'charar, but if you hurt somebody with words or you took something from a poor person that you technically had the right to go and get, albeit you shouldn't have taken it from the poor person, yesh lomar ki agabda, on these circumstances, it's enough, kivin shabikish mechila mechaveru v'svada b'yom kippur rishon, that you already asked for mechila, the person gave you mechila, and you already were misvada on it, you don't have to repeat that every year. In tzorch l'svadas b'yom kippur shenis. It brings down the name of Prima Gadim, you don't have to repeat this over and over again. The issue footnote number 23 tries to go into an explanation of this as to why there should be a difference between these two. The Prima Gadim says that these are purely Ben Od Mechaveru, according to the Prima Gaudim, as based upon the Sefer Tevas Gomet, and that's why you don't have to be in Smada over and over again, because they're not being Odom Lamakom. However, the Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest himself that they are also included Onoaz Devarim, which has been Odom Lamakom. He then brings down additional reasons, in the rest of this footnote, the issue footnote number 23, what the svar is to make a distinction between some of these sins that you misvada every year and some of these sins that it's enough if you got mechila from the person and you misvada once and you don't have to repeat it. Again, the bottom line is that certainly it's never wrong to repeat them again if you're in full tshuva mode and you're very regretful of what you did. It doesn't hurt to go and repeat them. Sifhei, the Mechaber writes, B'tfilas mincha erev Yom Kippurim, at mincha erev Yom Kippur, einu chosim bevidu shachra. We do not say a bracha at the end of the vidu. What bracha would you be thinking of? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkaten Tezvav, lafuke midas Rashi, as opposed to the opinion of Rashi, that says you do end it with a bracha. The Sfirulei, the kol shavidu, somuch letvilo, yochel lachtom brachat Hashem, hoyel asolchon, that you end off with a bracha. We do not do that, but that's what the Mechaber is telling us, that we don't pass it like Rashi. He didn't say it in those words. He says we don't make a bracha, but that's as opposed to Rashi's opinion, it says you do make a bracha. And he says, the din applies not only on Erev Yom Kippur, but Hu Adin B'chol Tfilas Yom Kippur, Einu Chosim Vidu Shachra. We don't make a bracha at the end of the Vidu every time we say it. So why did it only mention it over here by Erev Yom Kippur? So he points out a very practical thing. Because this simon is the halachas of Erev Yom Kippur. So that's why he points it out for Erev Yom Kippur, but the same din applies for all the Vidus that we say on Yom Kippur as well. I see that I missed Sif Katan Yudalid in Mishnah Berurah, which I really said outside. He says that it's a minhag to go and be misvada over and over again, year to year, even though you already got mechila and you already misvada. And he brings down the Gemara, and in Os Yudalid, you can see that this is based upon the Magen Avraham. He says that the Gemara tells us, that my sins are always in front of you. So even though they've been forgiven and you've asked for mechila for them and you had acceptance of that mechila and you did vidui on it, you should always do it again because those sins, so to say, are always there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, it's praiseworthy to go and say vidui over again in future years. Now we go to Sifkaten Tezayin, that we don't end off with this bracha. And he says, V'achar Elokai, Achelo Notzarti, before we say that, Shu gam kein vidu. That's the opening stanza, if you wish, to the vidui. He says, after you say all of that, we do say again, Yom Elokai Netzor L'Shni Miruah V'chulei. That's the nusach that we say at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei before we take the three steps back. And he says, also the Omrim Tami Yularatzom Miyad Achat Tfilas Kodem Tachanunim. And for those that have the custom to say every time, twice Yularatzom, right after they finish Hamarechas Moisov Shalom, so they say the Yularatzom, so they can say all the various Tachanunim as. Dishu put footnote number 25 points out that is the minhag. So who adin kan yomar yulu ratzon? You should also say that yulu ratzon over here. Kol du shemaska lomar elokein v'kevaseinu tavolu v'nechti v'laseinu v'chulei. Before you go into the whole nusach of what we call the generic vidui, not only the specific vidui but the generic paragraphs of vidui, the minhag is to say that yulu ratzon first. This also allows you to go answer kaddish kedusha and all those sorts of things in case you're dabbling along in Shmoneh Esrei and the tzibur has already started chazaras hashatz. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov ein shliach tzibur machzir avidu b'mincha. There is no chazar sashatz by mincha that includes the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur, as we already pointed out. Elam is pal shmon esrei kibishai yimos hashon. He brings us down from the Torah in Mordechai. You daven a regular chazar sashatz like you do the rest of the year. We had discussed this in previous shurim already. And he adds, ein omrim avidu malkeinu, which we also discussed in previous shurim. We don't say this on Erev Yom Kippur by mincha time. We certainly don't say tachlin again because it has the status of being a shtiku yontif. Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Kol HaKol Lokim Malkus. There is a common minhag, which is not really accepted today. And in Dirshu footnote number 26, he brings down from the great Gedol and the Chazon Ish, and the Stiplagon, and the Kafachayim, in the name of the Yofel Alev, and others, Sherabim Nogu Shalolukos Bayam Hazeh, that we don't have the custom anymore to do this. Kivin Shemachzikim Usol Yontiv. And also, we consider Erev Yom Kippur, as we just said, a Yontiv, so we don't say Tachlin, and we don't say Avinu Makenu, so we also don't give ourselves Malkus. But there was an ancient custom in Chayisah that they would give themselves a semblance of real Malkus that people would get if they did a sin. So to symbolize that we're deserving of Malkus, so they would give themselves some sort of Malkus, as we'll see in this Sif. So there was a minhag, the kol hakol lokim Malkus, that everybody gave themselves Malkus. Our boy, 40 Malkus, which really means, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Yud Zayin, lab davke, it means el shlosh v'teisha. It's when we always say Malkus arboim, we really mean 39. And this was a custom to do this, to give these Malkus, achatulis mincha, efti davin mincha. Why? This would stimulate and spur you to go do tshuva properly. The Mishnah Berurah says, In Sivkot Yudches, the Bam is a Malkus Mo Bismanazet. Today we really don't have Malkus, they learn smuchim, because we don't have really rabbis who truly have the true smicha, which was Ish, Mi Pi Ish, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So therefore we don't have that anymore. We lost that transmission. So therefore we can't really give Malkus, because you need to be a somuch, have a base din of smuchim to give Malkus. But Gam ain't Chayv Malkus, and we don't really have a Chiv of Malkus today because Delek Hasra, we don't have the people that could probably give Hasra. Ella, the Osim Kane Mitoch, Kach, Yoshev v'chulei. This is to spur people to do tshuva. It's symbolic to a certain extent. The issue foot number 26 also brings down that a father is not allowed to get his malkus given to him by his son. Now this is nafkamina in terms of a son giving an ejection to his father in regards to other refuahs to the father, that it might put in an IV for the father, that might have a chavala to the father. And the Birki Yosef points out that if it's a bizayon to the father, then even if he's meichel, you're not allowed to do this. So unless it's a life-threatening situation, ideally a child should not do injections or IVs, etc., things like that can cause a bruise to the father, because there's an issa to even cause not a fatal blow to the father, but even to give a blow to a father that causes a black and blue mark, that causes blood to be let, one shouldn't do this unless it's under extenuating circumstances, where certainly if it's pikuach nefashis, you're allowed to, but even a situation where it can be gotten with somebody else, it's preferable to have somebody else do this. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, the person who's getting this malchus says, Viduyim b'shoshinuka, which the Mishabur explains in Sivkon Yotes, is Sholosh Pom, Mashamnu, Oshamti, Bogadati, Vihule. He brings down from the Dogum Ravava that you should say this three times, the Oshamnus, when you're getting these malchus. And the person who's giving the malchus, and this is what is actually done in the times when they gave real malchus, so the person who's giving the lashes would say this, and Shem Lamites Tables. There are 13 words in the Vuhurachim, and you say this three times, that comes out to 39 words, which is brought down that what was said by the person giving the malchus, this was the custom. And therefore, we do this as well, those that have this custom to get malchus on every Yom Kippur. And then he says, they would take a very thin strap to go and give the malchus, not like as the Mishabur brings down in Sivkot and Chof, the real straps that they used were at least a tefach wide, and that hurt. And he brings it down from the Morgan of Ram, and he says, Wadin, the loke rak makus kalim. And our minhag is not to bring down very strong malchus over here. It's symbolic, and therefore you do light malchus. Then a rak zikarim the malchus. It's only a remembrance of the real malchus, and not supposed to be instead of real malchus. V'ikakwitzu shalegel, bidavka, we take the strap that's made out of the hide of an eagle, of a cow. Al derech shnema, yodashor kuneim, because of the pasuk that says, the Kolba brings us down, the famous Haftorah, that Akosh Baruch Hu tells us that even the shor, even the ox knows its master. So that's why we use the Ritzur Shalego to symbolize that we didn't listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Then he brings out from the Minhagim, the person who's getting the Malkus shouldn't be standing or sitting, but he should be leaning, Rak Mute, just like it was in the times of real Malkus by Beis Din. And he says, Pano of your face should be Litzofon, V'achor V'dorim. He brings out from the Ariel that you're facing north and your back is to the south. And the Mishabur points out in Sivkot and Chafalot, what it really is, Lav Davko, Yeshom Mimshu Hadin. Some say it's the other way around. Part of the Dharm, your face should be south, and the back of you should be Litzofon, Vachor Litzofon. And the critical point is that you shouldn't be facing east to west. You're behind, your tush shouldn't be facing towards the east or the west, because that's where the Shechina's presence is more felt. This is really more Kabbalistic, and he brings down from the Taz the exact opposite. The same halachas, if you remember, we learned back in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch which way your bed should be facing. There are many, many different opinions. So the Taz here says the exact opposite. Davka yafok panav litzofun. You should specifically face towards the north. Shikar chatos adam humachmas mamon, because most sins are because of mamon. Usiv mitzofun zov yasa. The gold comes in the north, and therefore that's the way you should be facing. In any event, he says you should humble yourself towards that side. He says you should symbolize that that's where sins come from the greed and other financial desires. That's the Taz's opinion. Ad kan and v'chein noagin. The Chofetz Chaim brings down the Shaar Etzion from the Prima Gadim. This is how we in fact paskin. Finally, we conclude this beautiful simon with the most important words of the Ramah. Yom Kippur inu mechaper. Yom Kippur doesn't give you a kapara. El al hashavim hamaminim bechaparoso. Only if somebody truly believes that Yom Kippur works. But avo rachmona l'san hamevayid. If somebody kicks it and says, "Ah, this Yom Kippur stuff is a waste of time," umachashi believer, and he thinks in his heart, "Ma moil Yom Kippur is this Yom Kippur doesn't do anything. I'm wasting my time here. I'm just going here because everybody expects me to." Rachmona l'tzlan. He brings down from the Rambam. You're 100% right. Such a person will be right. If you don't believe Yom Kippur works, it will not work. Just like we have the famous saying, if some person doesn't believe in Tchiyas HaMesim, Taka, he won't have Tchiyas HaMesim. With this, we conclude this beautiful simon and today's shir.